Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we have Pennsylvania Credit Union Association's Kathleen Fay talking about their Young Professionals Network, supporting and implementing Biz Kids programs in area schools, along with other financial literacy endeavors. So check it out. You guys are having some educational sessions with your Young Professionals Network, and you're teaching them how to implement the Biz Kids program in area schools. And what a coincidence this is, because I just interviewed the foundation's Gigi Highland on their Biz Kids fundraising promotion. So, I mean, what great timing this is for this interview. So, what's this all about? What are you guys doing here?
Well, it is tied in with the National Credit Union Foundation. Okay. The Pennsylvania Credit Union Foundation has actually been a funder of the Biz Kids program since its inception.
Awesome.
And we're also funding, I know Gigi is really trying to promote the funding of episode 6 right now.
Yep.
We're already on board with that, and we're trying to help her with
that.
On the flip side of that, we received a grant from the National Credit Union Foundation to do this program that I'm going to talk about. And I'm really excited about it. And it was interesting the way the whole thing came about, because our Young Professionals group was floundering a little bit. They were trying to find exactly what their purpose was, trying to really identify some projects and some professional development opportunities. There was a great core group involved with it, and they were expanding their membership, but really needed to have something that was going to give them something to be a little more cohesive.
Yeah.
At the same time, financial reality fairs in Pennsylvania have exploded.
Really?
It's just been amazing. And I've described it as kind of a drop in the puddle, and the expansion of these ripples.
Yeah.
Will hold one, and others will come to it. They'll see how awesome it is, and then they go back to their credit union and their schools, and they want to do it. And then the next group comes to it, and they want to do it. So we're going to have, by the end of this year, we will have completed 110 financial reality fairs since 2011, not just during this year.
That's still a
lot. That is just amazing, and it's continuing to grow. And so what's happened now is we are doing fantastic with them as far as high school students, but the demand for programming for middle grade students has increased. And so the credit unions want something, the schools want something for middle grade students. So we have the YPN looking for something, we have the schools and credit unions looking for something for middle grade students, and then the National Credit Union Foundation put out a call for proposals for funding for their Biz Kids program to run projects. So we pulled all three of those together. I submitted in an application. We were very blessed to have received it. And so as a result of that, we're going to be doing two workshops. And the workshops, the first one will be a kind of best practices, train the trainer. We have 20 different YPN members. We have 15 registered. We're maxing at 20. So if anybody else is interested in being in there, they better call me quick.
Space is limited. Get your seat now.
It really is true. And so these 20 individuals will be trained by Danielle Brown, also from the National Credit Union Foundation, who is fantastic. November 10th, she's going to come in, and she is going to teach them how to work with the schools, how to best present the program, how it works, about the episodes, everything that they would need to know. They'll each receive all of the kit, the episodes, to go along back to their credit unions. And the idea then is they go back, and within their chapters and within their credit unions, they teach others also what they've learned. Excuse me. And then they will go into the schools, start teaching the programs, get some best practices of their own, and then next spring we're going to bring them all back together and, okay, what worked, what didn't work, what can we improve on, how can we continue to grow this?
Wow. This is such, I mean, the timing of all this is pretty cool, because how it's all kind of coming together, how all things, it's really kind of neat. And so how did it come about? What kind of spurred this? You mentioned that the financial literacy fairs and things like that have been exploding. It sounds like that's kind of what sparked everything.
It really is. We've had so much success with the financial reality fairs, but they're really geared more towards upper high school level.
Yeah, yeah.
And so having something for middle grade students was a gap that we had. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot for younger children, and then we have the high school, but that middle grades group really
middle age for a kid.
Yeah, middle age for a kid. The middle grades group, really, we didn't have anything for them. So, and the programs are so good, and they're so engaging, they're so fun. And so it's something that we really felt strongly about. And because it has such a credit union focus, having always been funded through credit unions, mm-hmm. that also made it very, very appealing to us.
Yeah, the younger the better, you know, I mean, especially when it comes to finances. Because I mean, when I was interviewing Gigi and a number of other people who are involved with financial literacy programs, I don't ever remember when I was at school age kid in elementary school having anything remotely financial, except for like maybe learning how to balance a checkbook. Other than that, it was like, you're on your own, kid. Good luck.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. And that has been the case for most people. Some schools are moving more towards teaching financial literacy. Some have standards in place that they do follow in order to teach kids about financial literacy. But in the home, I mean, I know when I was growing up, the finances of our home was private. Yep. I mean, my parents didn't talk about it
Mine
with
too.
The kids.
Mine too.
We didn't know what was going on with it. We didn't understand when we asked, you know, when we wanted something and asked for it, and they said, well, we don't have the money for it. I didn't
You're
understand
like,
that. Yeah.
I thought that stuff grew on trees. Come on.
Exactly. I think more and more families today are sharing information with their kids.
Yes.
They are giving their kids some responsibility in terms of having their own money and managing their own money. I've seen a lot more of the spend, share, save, invest parents are doing with their kids, kind of having different banks mm-hmm. that they put money into to give the idea conceptually of how you have to divide your money to use it for whatever you have going on.
Right.
So I think we're getting better, but there still is so
Long
much that
to
needs to, and it's something you use every day. It's one of the most important, critical skills that someone needs to have, especially now when you're even going for a job and they have a credit check done, going for a car, going for housing, going for anything. And so often people just completely mess it up right from the get-go mm-hmm. because they've never been taught the correct way to do it.
Right. That's why it blows me away that it's not like, you know, standard part of the curriculum in any school across the United States. I mean, like you said, and like Gigi said, I mean, it's getting more and more prevalent, but back in the day, it wasn't so much. So now we're getting better. So back to what you guys are doing now. So how do you see this benefiting students in these schools and even members of your Young Professionals Network? Because this is, it sounds like there's just huge upside here in every aspect.
Absolutely. This is a win for everybody.
Yeah.
For the students, I'll start with the students.
Sure.
As I said, we have this gap. We had, you know, programs for the younger kids, programs for the older students, and this gap for students that were in the middle grades. So this is something, and that's a funny age also. You know, they're just kind of figuring out who they're going to be mm-hmm. and who they want to be. And so these programs, I think, are absolutely perfect for that age group because they are taught by kids themselves, taught by young people, mm-hmm. And they're not done in a way that's too childlike, too kiddish, but also not beyond where they're really going to have an understanding mm-hmm. to. I just think they're perfect for that group.
Yep.
The other part of it is having our young professionals teaching it, I think also adds some element of it being real. I mean, these are young people who can talk from their own personal experience mm-hmm. too, mm-hmm. just as you and I just did about, you know, what they learned, what they didn't learn, and possibly some of the struggles they may have had or successes they had mm-hmm. because they made good decisions. And then for our YPN members, it's a fantastic professional development opportunity.
No doubt. Yeah.
They're going to be the experts coming back into their credit unions, back into their chapters, and being the ones to train others to use these programs. Also, fantastic way for them to develop relationships with their local schools. Mm-hmm. And of course, I mean, we're always looking to increase our membership in the credit unions.
It's the credit union brand, yeah.
All of those relationships that they can build and bring value in trying to help others with that, it's a win for everybody.
Wow, such cool stuff. All right, to wrap up here, Kathleen, so what are your goals with these sessions and the implementation of BizKids in area schools? I mean, and there's also credit union benefits, obviously, like we talked about, kind of a good branding thing. So what are your goals in the next, 6 months, a year, whatever, however long this program will run? It sounds like it's going to be kind of cool.
Sure. Well, we're going to have the first, as I said, we'll have the first workshop November 10th. Mm-hmm. Then what we're hoping is that those participants will go back and that we'll have at least 10 classroom programs done before we get back together again in the spring and do our, okay, what worked, what didn't work, what do we need to finesse? And then from that point, we are just going to keep trying to promote it, try to get others on board. Same model that we use with our financial reality fairs.
Yeah.
Have others come and observe it, and we know when they see it, they're going to love it as much as we do.
Yeah, and with the new episodes of BizKids coming out, and they're supposed to be ready in April, that would be really good timing to kind of do this again the following year. So
yes,
it sounds like it could be a kind of a nice little cycle.
Yeah, we hit the perfect time all the way around.
Indeed. All right, very cool stuff, Kathleen. Anything else to add to wrap up? I mean, is there anything else you want to discuss? Or just this is enough on your plate, I think, on everybody's plate.
No, just that we're really, really excited here in Pennsylvania to be helping in any way that we can to advance financial literacy. I mean, our credit unions have really embraced it, and I just love being a part of all of it.
Very cool, very cool. Great message to end on. Kathleen, thank you so much. And keep up the good work. We look forward to hearing good things.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. You're welcome.